There's a saying in the Tlingit tradition that goes, when the tide is out, the table is set. For millennia, Native Alaskans have relied on the bounty of the sea to sustain their way of life. But what happens when those same traditional foods are potentially deadly? If you're in Southeast, you turn to the Sitka Tribe of Alaska's Environmental Research Lab. To learn more about this vital and now award-winning lab, I caught up with Sitka Tribe's Resource Protection Director, Jeff Feldpash. He says the state tests commercial shellfish for PSP toxins.
But they don't do any public testing or certifying any beaches. So they haven't done any certification, and basically the response to the public was, just don't eat shellfish, you might get PSP.
He says the state's official message is just don't eat the clams and mussels on the beach.
And we just figured, you know, that's not acceptable response. So we started down this road with, I think we started off with 15 other tribes in Southeast as far as looking at ways to address safe access to shellfish resources.
PSP, or paralytic shellfish poisoning, is caused by toxic algae blooms called red tide. Filter-feeding shellfish like clams and mussels store the algae's biotoxin in their tissues, which when ingested can prove fatal. While PSP has always existed in Southeast, climate change has made it more frequent and harder to predict without testing.
You know, a lot of the old harvesters used to say, you only harvest shellfish in a month with R in it. And we're starting to find out that that's not necessarily the case right now. It's been around for a long time. It's just with climate change, we're seeing a higher frequency of PSP or biotoxin levels that can cause death.
It was spring of 2016 when the Sitka Tribe of Alaska took a risk and opened its research lab, the first of its kind in Southeast. In November, it was honored by the Harvard Honoring Nations Program in the 2021 Awards in American Indian Governance, an accolade nearly 6 years in the making.
I think there was like 70 applicants from 27 different tribes, 70 different programs that applied, and we were one of the top six.
It's not the first time the tribe has been acknowledged by the Honoring Nations program, but it's not about the awards. As Feldpash explains, tribal sovereignty is at the heart of the lab's mission.
Unfortunately, statehood and the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act separated tribes and its tribal citizens from the land and the resources, to where the point that tribes really don't have much more input or much more leverage on how those resources are managed than any other entity or individual. It allows tribes to take some control over management of its resources and exert their sovereignty.
Currently, the lab tests samples from 17 communities in Southeast, as well as tribes on Kodiak Island. But for those who use the lab's services, it's about more than just subsistence. Yakutat Tlingit Tribe's environmental director, Jennifer Hanlon, says the initiative is part of a greater struggle for cultural preservation.
Yeah, this data is really important to inform harvesters of the current levels if there's any concern related to when and where to harvest shellfish, because that is such an important subsistence food for us that nourishes our people and our communities on so many levels, not just nutritional, but also fostering that relationship to our ancestral lands and waters.
Today, the tribe shellfish testing program continues to expand, bringing that vision of tribal sovereignty even more clearly into focus.
So we're expanding our testing range. We're also testing subsistence resources for total mercury. Beyond that, outside of the lab, we've actually grown to training tribal citizens or other tribes to do biomass surveys, shellfish biomass surveys.
STA offers free shellfish testing for Sitka residents and is continually monitoring Starrigavin Beach with new data every 2 weeks year-round. For more information on the lab and their services, you can visit their website at seator.org. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Tosh Kimmel.